Every company pursuing digital transformation is looking for ways to accelerate the process. But it's not just about speed. It's about resilience, flexibility, and scalability. And that's exactly what SunGard AS's new private cloud offering delivers. I'm your host, Brian Fawcett, and this is IT Availability Now, the show that tells stories of business resilience from the people who keep the digital world available. Today, we're going to look under the hood of our new private cloud offering, covering both the business challenges it solves and the underlying technology that makes it possible. We're going to start with the business case. And for that, we're talking to Shawn Nelson. She's Senior Director of Cloud Services at SunGard AS. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So Shawn, for those that who are not familiar with SunGard AS's private cloud, could you give a quick overview of the new offering?
Sure. So our new private cloud offering is a centerpiece of our end-to-end connected cloud ecosystem. It is a fully integrated solution built on Dell's industry-leading hyper-converged infrastructure tied into their IDPA, their integrated data protection appliance. And then on top of that, we've layered the VMware Cloud Verified software stack. So we built this solution together with Dell and VMware by aligning our roadmap, SunGard's roadmap, and our market goals with where they were going and their roadmaps. So now we're in the market with a best-in-class solution and been able to get two new badges from our partners and an award. So let me go over what those are. So we had the cloud competency accreditation from Dell already, but now we have the Powered by Dell accreditation. And what this means is that we have integrated and we are showing that we've integrated compute, storage, and backup together. And honestly, we are one of the only two organizations that have received this accreditation at this point from Dell. Also from Dell, just a few weeks ago, we were able to receive a Partner of the Year award for technical excellence. So just proving again that this is a truly next-gen solution that we have in the market. And then the other badge that I wanted to touch on is the VMware Verified status. And this is from VMware, obviously, just proving that we are using a validated software stack on top of our Dell technology.
Yeah, we're all proud of the badges, the accreditation, the awards. What else differentiates it from other private cloud offerings?
So there's a few things, really. So the best-in-class technology that I've already talked about, and then the commercial and the service flexibility and control. Control, customers really want control, and this is really something that we've honed in on this new offering. So we're able to offer a solution that customers can manage, or we can manage from one portal, one user interface. And that's all encompassing and why we've hit on the integration, because it's for compute, for storage, for network, not necessarily meaning their internet, but more of their software-defined networks, such as load balancers and firewalls, and backup and recovery as well. So we're focusing on utilizing out-of-the-box technology. Of course, we're tweaking slightly, but what our partners are developing and taking advantage of that so that we can quickly, in a speedy way, get to market with new solutions and new things that our customers are demanding. Our service models, and this is where the control comes in a bit, our service models range from, you know, self-managed, completely do it on your own, to fully managed, where we will do it all for you, or we can choose something in between, which we can mix and match, and you can do some things and we can do some things on your behalf, all based on the skills within your organizations. Pay-as-you-use, on-demand bursting within any contract changes is super key for us and where we really see the differentiation in flexibility, you know, allowing customers to consume more resources or consume additional services without having to focus on paperwork. I've touched on the portal a bit, that one portal that, you know, allows you to manage across all the services within your private cloud also gives you the visibility into the performance of your environment. And then finally, our heritage, we have a fully automated stateful recovery solution that allows you recover within minutes and not need to reconstruct your applications after.
Thanks for going through that. Tremendous differentiators in the marketplace. What are some of the trends and challenges that you're seeing in the industry that are driving customers to look at this type of solution?
So most of the customers right now are embracing multi-cloud. And what we're seeing is even, you know, multi-cloud, hybrid cloud, those are the key terms that are being thrown around right now. 87% are taking a hybrid approach. So obviously a combination of both public and private clouds. And 76% of enterprises have at least one private. And most enterprises are using a handful of clouds. And when I mean a handful, we're talking more than one, two, or three clouds, you know, somewhere in the range of 3 to 5 clouds. So organizations' biggest priority, of course, is getting to the cloud, consuming the cloud, but optimizing their spend. And that's where private cloud can come in with the predictability and also a comfort level in the technology. You know, you'll see a lot of DIYs or others that are, you know, have VMware environments, and moving to a private cloud versus going directly to a public cloud can provide them more comfort because of the knowledge that they have.
So as we're seeing these trends in the industry, but there's still some concerns, right? What are the biggest concerns businesses have about adopting this type of solution, and how would you respond to them?
So as I said, we're typically competing against DIY, for example, or the public cloud. So we really need to make these enterprises, these customers aware of how cost-effective and practical private cloud can be, and the importance of placing your workloads where they're best suited. For example, you know, maybe your business applications, your financial, your accounting, or your customer experience type applications may be better suited in a private cloud. And maybe those consumer applications or what your customers are accessing may actually be better in a public cloud. From a DIY standpoint, you know, excessive or outdated infrastructure can be inefficient and expensive to maintain. Public cloud, you know, as I touched on, may not be the best location for all workloads. And sometimes there's, you know, hidden charges that may appear from usage or network bandwidth. The private cloud provides you that predictability, provides you the control that you may want to maintain. And honestly, as I touched on before, the knowledge base just may be there, and it's an easier step to getting to the cloud. Typically, private cloud is better suited for security and regulatory environments. They also have strong SLAs, contractual protections. They meet the regulatory compliances, and even provide a positive experience and maybe a more positive experience from onboarding through operations. So all in all, modernizing or standardizing your infrastructure with a private cloud solution can reduce some operational costs for you and truly expand efficiency for you.
So Sean, you talked about in the differentiators, the flexibility of SunGard AS's private cloud and how it runs the gamut from the various service models to the pricing. Can you tell us a little bit more about that flexibility and really why you designed it that way?
So it's really all about making it easier to do business with us with SunGard AS. And that's from a service perspective, from a commercial perspective, and from a control perspective. So I just want to hit on a few key things and probably one or two in each area. But from the service perspective, giving customers the ability to make changes within their environment at any time without contractual changes is key. The ability to burst resources within their environment. From a commercial standpoint, you know, having customers commit to a baseline and then having a rate card so that they know if they go above that baseline, what their usage rates and what their charges would look like. Also, from a control perspective, giving customers the full flexibility to do full self-service management or to have SunGard somewhat lock them out and do full management or go somewhere in between and what we're considering co-management. So we can do it for you, or you can go into your portal and your user interface and make changes to your firewall, for example. So the ability for you to pick and choose where you need us to assist, but you can have full control of your environment.
Wow. Tremendous. So to recap, you know, a lot of the takeaways that I heard was agility and scalability are vital for IT managers, and organizations are increasingly moving toward a hybrid approach, utilizing both public and private cloud. And SunGard AS's private cloud gives organizations that flexibility, the control you talked about, security, and also recoverability, while enabling them to focus on core business functions. Sean Nelson, she's a Senior Director of Cloud Services at SunGard AS. Sean, I appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
While it's important to understand what private cloud enables a business to achieve, it's also important to know how private cloud enables it. With that in mind, we're going to turn our sights to the more technical side of private cloud. Here to give us all the details are James Valdez, Director of Private Cloud Services at SunGard AS, Tom Wilworth, Global Alliances Lead, Cloud Service Providers from Dell Technologies, and Sean Smith, Staff Cloud Solutions Architect from VMware. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Private cloud is a result of the technology partnership between SunGard AS, VMware, and Dell Technologies. James, I'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about the process of developing private cloud and the technologies behind it.
Sure thing, Brian. So when we started out this process, we undertook the effort to do a lot of research into the private cloud market and came to realize that it is alive and well. It is at the heart of just about every enterprise, and all indications are that it's going to continue to be for the foreseeable future. One of the things we did notice is that a lot of applications seem to be in some sort of a repatriation mode, and we suspect that arises from the March 2 cloud over the last few years may have resulted in some applications not being in the right place for the particular needs. So with those thoughts in mind, you know, we have a long history with Dell and with VMware. And it's, I think, the undisputed fact that VMware is the de facto standard in enterprise virtualization and enterprise cloud solutions. And, you know, Dell is the enterprise standard in enterprise hardware for compute and storage and networking. So for us, it made best sense to turn to our partners at Dell and VMware to look for the best fully integrated infrastructure solution that allowed for us to provide a fully integrated offer to our customers from compute, network storage, recovery, data protection, allows us to offer strong automation to not only make ourselves more efficient in offering our solutions, but also enabling our customers to be more efficient. And with that, the flexibility in the service model that we wanted to offer our customers, where you know, bringing to bear VMware technology and Cloud Director, our customers are able to fully manage the extensibility of their environment, but can also turn to us for help if and when they need it.
Thanks, James. Tom, let's talk a little bit about the Dell side first. Behind private cloud are Dell EMC VxRail and Dell EMC Integrated Data Protection Appliance. What makes those the right tools for this solution?
Sure. Thanks, Brian. You know, I think we all see the trend where enterprises are looking to get out of the data center business and instead focus more on their core business. And, you know, they're all driving to bring products and solutions to market faster. But private cloud, you know, strategy comes with its own set of challenges as enterprises need to ensure their critical workloads are protected, they're backed up, compliant, they're secure and available for restore immediately. So it defeats the purpose of moving to the cloud, you know, if it means that enterprises need to invest in hiring training resources and, you know, to manage these workloads that are now, you know, potentially spread across multiple outsourced and disparate cloud environments. So when you ask about the underlying infrastructure, I'll speak more to commonality and industry adoption. And what I mean by that, you know, is, you know, Dell Tech Cloud Platform or VxRail is, as many would suggest, the industry's leading hyperconverged platform. And it's comprised of Dell PowerEdge servers, you know, with industry-leading virtual storage from VMware. You know, at the same time, IDPA or the Integrated Data Protection Appliance, you know, is similarly hyperconverged. It's a platform. It's comprised of data domain hardware and AVMR backup software, both from Dell and both on top of the industry in terms of market share and adoption, right? Then you bring that up one level higher, these two platforms are then tightly integrated. You know, VxRail and IDPA are tightly integrated and managed by SunGuard Availability Services with the industry's most widely adopted management stack, which also comes from VMware. So, you know, this provides this end-to-end cloud as a service, if you will, not just for primary workloads, but for secondary, tertiary workloads. And it also includes this out-of-the-box integrated data protection, you know, with various levels of self-service enablement for end users and a high degree of flexibility. So I know Sean Nelson mentioned earlier that most enterprises will have more than one cloud. And, you know, we certainly see that as true. In fact, we see every workload as having a life cycle, and, you know, those life cycles will reside in different places, sometimes with hyperscalers. It might be adequate, and maybe for early stage R&D, you know, for instance. But what we're really seeing is many enterprises repatriating workloads because of the unforeseen costs, you know, data sovereignty concerns, security, et cetera. So we're seeing that workloads need to be mobile. And I guess that's the bottom line. In many enterprises have learned the hard way that managing multiple clouds is extremely costly. You know, they're having to adhere to multiple operational policies, management policies, proprietary tools. You know, all this is driving the need for additional in-house skill sets, which brings its own set of costs, right? So, you know, the Dell Tech Cloud platform with SunGuard Availability Services really enables mobility across multiple clouds. I mean, they're a key component of the Dell Tech Cloud platform delivery model. And, you know, we do this with the most widely adopted tool sets from Dell and VMware. We rely on SunGuard and our other partners to deliver workloads for end customers to reside where they most appropriately should reside, you know, based on their stage of life cycle. So SunGuard Availability Services, it's absolutely critical to Dell's hybrid cloud enablement strategy. You know, SunGuard Private Cloud, powered by Dell and VMware, delivers, you know, for customers high availability, performance, security, and mobility, while eliminating the enormous management costs associated with trying to manage multiple disparate private and public cloud environments on their own.
Yeah, Tom, you mentioned the Avamar IDPA solution, and, you know, we have a long history with that and have long ago realized the robustness of that offer and offer it as a separate solution today. But, you know, for this private cloud platform, integrating that via Cloud Director on top of the VxRail technology, it just made sense for a perfectly natural pairing for us. So having this fully integrated service layer gives us the flexibility and the confidence to offer our customers solutions that leverage that integration to make the customer experience all the much more worthwhile. And give them the confidence that through a fully integrated solution, they know that performance and availability have all been assured. So for us, it's the best of all worlds. HCI infrastructure on top of with VxRail on top of the Avamar and IDPA integration with Cloud Director is our sweet spot.
James, can you share a little bit more about VMware's software-defined technology that the offering is built on?
Yeah, so we have a little experience with VMware's software-defined technology in our legacy hosted private cloud solution, which we've now replaced with our new private cloud platform. And we came to really realize the strengths of NSX technology, software-defined networking. And when it came to us building this new private cloud platform, we basically doubled and tripled down. We went all the way in on vSAN, so virtual storage area network, so storage as a service, and, you know, of course, ESXi, which has been around for many years now. So the culmination of these leading edge virtualization technologies allows us to have great economies of scale in our service offer, but also makes it more economically feasible for us to offer this platform at competitive market rates.
Sean, let's go over to you, talk a little bit about VMware and the Cloud Director.
Yeah, so as James was mentioning, Cloud Director is core to the offering that SunGuard has put together. It's a core component in the environment, and it allows SunGuard to offer a single pane of glass solution that spans the entire gambit of the offerings the customers will need, whether it be on-prem, a dedicated environment, SunGuard managed public cloud, or even into the hyperscalers. It really provides a place for not only your VMs to live, but also containers in a seamless integrated way. Customers will be able to see all of their environments, whether they are, as I mentioned, VMs or containers, but also their production and DR environments are also visible within the single environment, single pane of glass. Cloud Director has a lot of integrations with solutions like Cloud Director Availability, the Data Protection Suite from Dell, as Tom spoke about earlier, and it really emphasizes a holistic end-to-end solution, and around what SunGuard has built. Again, self-service is one of the key tenets of Cloud Director, and whether you're looking to have a fully SunGuard managed solution that you only look at every now and again, or you want to have a solution that you're going to manage entirely yourself, Cloud Director provides you with the capabilities to do that. As James also mentioned, things like vSAN and NSX are fundamental to the solution, and being able to manage not only the simple networking tasks that you do on a day-to-day basis, but also looking at micro-segmentation, which is allowing you to have a much more secure environment in a much simpler way. All of this is configurable and manageable through Cloud Director. And it really, culminates with VMware's continued investment in solutions around Cloud Director that can augment it. Things like Carbon Black or the SD-WAN solution, VeloCloud from VMware. All of these things integrate into the Cloud Director environment and ultimately results in a best of breed software defined solution for customers. On top of all of this, as Sean Nelson had spoken about previously, the Cloud Verified badge comes along with this environment because you're using the full software defined stack, and that really drives home the ability for SunGuard to offer a solution that really is best in breed.
Yeah. Thanks, Sean, for going into the details there. James, why did you choose hyperconverged infrastructure as the heart of the solution?
So when we looked to move forward with a private cloud solution, we first turned to our partners at Dell and VMware. We basically spent time in a workshop with them talking about what a next-gen solution would look like and how we could bring to bear the best in technology to put in market a comprehensive service offering that was a benefit to our customers. So we wanted to focus on making sure that we had managed services solutions that matched a customer-driven need that was available if and when they needed it and in the amount that they needed it. We also wanted to look to making more efficient lifecycle management of the platform. The underpinning architecture is the basis upon which we build our offer. So lifecycle management, ease of the underpinning architecture made lifecycle management of the product that much more straightforward. Because our solution is built on cloud-verified designs from VMware Cloud Verified, along with hyperconverged infrastructure that fully integrated compute storage, network backup, and so forth, meant that interoperability between all of these elements was assured and bolstered our ability to offer comprehensive solutions to our customers. And so all of this comes together to help us put in market a cost-effective solution, not just for us, but also for our customers, and helps them realize, since cloud solutions are often very cost-sensitive solutions, enables us to put a competitive offer in market for our customers.
SunGard AS Private Cloud is architected for fully redundant high availability and recovery of applications within minutes. Can you tell us more about how that's achieved and what it means for businesses?
Sure, Brian. So SunGard Availability Services has been around for over 40 years, and we have a longstanding heritage in recovering complex solutions. And the private cloud is, you know, no different. We're carrying that forward into the present day. Our a little bit of secret sauce in the cloud recovery using Cloud Director and Cloud Availability brings together some automation that we've put in place to make sure that customers are up and running faster without hidden charges, without onerous failover requirements or failback requirements, all of which is fully automated and fully redundant. And, you know, further ensuring that our customers' environments stay available. We always operate in HA. There's no single point of failure. And if the event should arise where a customer's environment needs to be moved out of harm's way, a geographical failover at a push button is all a customer needs to do. As well as testing, customers can test as often as they want to. All of this is fully automated. Because of the technology that VMware offers, we can say to our customers that your environment will be protected, it will be consistent between geo-diverse sites, and you'll be up and running in a matter of minutes without any sort of some assembly required types of recovery solutions. And when we say that, we mean it. And because of that, we're able to offer continuous service management of the customer solutions, no matter where they happen to be, whether they're failed over in a protected environment or they're, you know, operating in day-to-day production environment.
Now, as organizations look into a private cloud solution from a technical perspective, what are the most important elements to look for?
So I would say, first and foremost, seek a service provider with a solution and make sure that they're invested in the needs of your business and your business outcomes. The right provider is going to have the breadth of solutions and experience to make sure that your application is in the right place, whether it be on a private cloud or a public cloud, or you know, maybe it even belongs in a co-location space. From our point of view, a hyper-converged infrastructure of our private cloud solution offers the best reliability, offers efficiency in management and scalability, which gives us the opportunity to offer SLAs that are meaningful. Everything from VM availability to RPO and RTO, SLAs for recoverability. And that is built on an environment, as I've mentioned, and I believe Sean has mentioned, is, you know, cloud verified. So we can take risks that maybe some other providers can't if they've built solutions from disparate components. And that risk also allows us to offer commercial flexibility that helps the customer when they need the help, but also gets us out of the way if they don't need our help. So that flexibility ranges from a fully self-managed environment for a customer where they take care of everything from compute, network, and storage, recovery, backup, data protection, or we can do it for them, or somewhere in between.
And James, how did you approach future-proofing private cloud? Like, what aspects position it for growth and evolution?
So coming to rest on a hyperconverged solution made perfect sense to us in being able to move into the future with best-in-class solutions. Hyperconverged solutions are fully tested, fully integrated, compute network and storage, and in our case, including data protection from backup. And so that allows us to build automation between those environments. It allows that automation to ensure resilience, and it allows that to come together in a service integration layer that lets us put together solutions for customers that are tailored to their specific need. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Having hyperconverged solution tested from Dell and VMware means that we get to expand our service offer as soon as new solutions and technologies become available. And in doing that, we get to come to best-in-class operational standards that enable us to have a service delivery focus. We're focused on providing solutions for the customer and don't necessarily have to invest so heavily in managing separate storage infrastructure and separate network infrastructure and so forth. And this tight integration with the virtualization layer in the end makes us more effective as a partner for our customers.
So Tom, from a Dell perspective, tell us a little bit more about the future-proofing in mind from Dell.
You know, as Dell, speaking from the perspective of the underlying infrastructure provider, right? You know, both VxRail and IDPA, or Integrated Data Protection Appliance, are designed with future-proofing in mind, right? So, you know, gone are the days where any of our customers today with any of our modern platforms, but and especially with VxRail or IDPA, gone is the day where you have to, you know, replace one platform in order to move to the next, right? I mean, we have the ability to expand horizontally and vertically, you know, with, you know, our platforms, and to do so entirely non-disruptively with data in place, you know, for both software and hardware upgrades. And we even have the ability to enable our customers to, you know, upgrade to the next generation hardware or controllers if the, you know, if something comes out that's bigger and better and faster, they can do so within their maintenance window and do it without even having to, you know, start a new 36-month term, which was kind of the norm years ago. So we've kind of eliminated, you know, the need, and we really addressed and given our customers the ability to make the most of their investments, and, you know, not really have to throw much away anymore. It's an elegant process to move forward continually.
And Sean, from VMware, tell us a little bit about the work that was done with SunGuard AS and Dell to design out the solution.
Yeah, it was important for us from a VMware perspective to spend some time with both SunGuard and Dell to design out a solution that would not only meet the needs of, you know, SunGuard's customers today, but also into the future. We helped design a platform that really uses the state-of-the-art HCI-based technologies and ensured that it complied with VMware validated designs. So the VMware validated designs ensure that the platform is deployed in such a way as to make future upgrades, you know, as close to seamless as SunGuard could possibly get. This really helps them maintain a secure, compliant, and leading edge solution. Secure and compliant is really important in these days in terms of ensuring a solution that meets customers' needs. We've put a lot of focus on making Cloud Director extensible and easy to integrate with other solutions as they evolve. And this really allows the platform to easily integrate with new capabilities, provides a faster time to market for the SunGuard team. And we made sure that, you know, from a Dell perspective, working with them to produce a cookie cutter, what I like to call a cookie cutter experience, where SunGard can seamlessly integrate new pieces into their environment, you know, whether it's to scale up or scale out. That cookie cutter experience really helps them with a faster time to market and basically enables them to meet customer demand.
Thanks, Sean. Optimizing spend is once again the number one cloud initiative for IT managers, with more companies opting for a hybrid cloud approach with increased private cloud integration. SunGard AS's private cloud solution offers two new badges from longtime partners Dell and VMware and is the centerpiece of the SunGard AS connected cloud ecosystem. With hyperconverged infrastructure, platform flexibility, and a range of management options, it's built for growth and evolution as companies seek cost predictability and more control during an uncertain business climate. James Valdez is Director of Private Cloud Services at SunGard AS. Tom Wilworth is Global Alliance's Lead Cloud Service Providers at Dell Technologies. And Sean Smith is Staff Cloud Solutions Architect at VMware. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you, Brian. It was great.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You can find the show notes for this episode at sungardas.com/IT availability now. Please subscribe to the show on your podcast platform of choice to get new episodes as soon as they're available. IT Availability Now is a production of SunGard Availability Services. I'm your host, Brian Fawcett, and until next time, stay available.